Happy Friday, everybody. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here on this January 18th, a hellish weekend of weather, but a perfect one to sit back, relax, listen to our WHO free ticket weekend, and catch some playoff football that unfortunately we are not involved in. But one of our former coaches is, and I will be rooting hard for Big Red. Pounce on the Pats. Go, Andy. And as for the show today, well, we didn't talk any football because there's really nothing left to say. So we focused our attention on Song Origins, a new Hershey's product that's interesting. The greatest entertainer of the 20th century, of which John surprisingly restrained himself from making any personal references. Yeah, I was surprised about that too. Prince Philip across the pond has gotten himself in an upside down situation. He's fine, but we had some fun at his expense today. We handed out one of the many tickets to see The Who at Citizens Bank Park that you'll have a shot at this weekend with Dave and Steve's $25 pyramid. Yeah, we upped the ante. You didn't get just $25, you got Who tickets today. And it was a tense battle between two women to get those tickets. And Craig Gass, impressionist and comedian Craig Gass, joined us and told some truly ridiculous stories about Al Pacino and Alec Baldwin's feud and how he came to live in the same house and be essentially roommates with perhaps the greatest rock guitarist ever. So do not miss a thing. It's all in here for you right now. Let's enjoy it together. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I'm not sure if I'm correct about this. I remember telling a story years ago, and now I'm questioning, do I have the story right? Mm-hmm. But I believe that song was built around Bonham doing that drum beat, that he was just in a studio, or they were working somewhere, and he started doing that.
Yeah.
And then you know, Jimmy went, hang on a second.
That rings a bell. Yeah, because it is such a signature style driving beat. It's sort of like with GNR and the, what was it, Slash came up with the riff for, I think that was like a sound check riff he was doing, and they were like, hold up, we got a song.
Yeah, well, same thing happened with Life in the Fast Lane. That was nothing more than Joe Walsh just literally practicing that.
Can we do this all show long?
Right, yeah, we can. The whole show will be us.
All right, if you need me, I'll be in the office.
Okay, right. Yeah. Because Mr. Musical Ability over here.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
You know, this is something I think anybody who works with their voice has sort of known for a long time, that chocolate will you know, coat your throat, it'll soothe your throat, right? And not necessarily something you want to be eating before, say, you go on the air or something like that, right? Well, a research got done in England, and they took 160 people with coughs and either gave them cough medicine with codeine or a chocolate-based medicine called Rococo.
Okay.
All right? And basically, everybody who used the Rococo had a better response than those people who used cough medicine with codeine.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, our friends in Hershey are already on top of this one.
If your kids were pretending to be sick so they could miss school before, now they're really going to fake feeling bad.
Mom, I have a bad cough.
Introducing Hershey's NyQuil Kisses, because new research says chocolate is better than cough medicine. Pop one in your mouth. And then another. And then maybe another. And then another, just to make sure they're working.
I think I'm feeling better.
Hershey's NyQuil Kisses. The anytime smiling, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth way better than lozenges flavor, so you can get more chocolate medicine.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Let me ask you, I'll ask you all, and Jim, if you're hanging, you can definitely put your two cents in on this. Who would you say was the greatest entertainer of the 20th century?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Cardi B.
She was still stripping then, so.
Entertainer.
You went to New York a few times.
Cardi B is orator.
right. Greatest entertainer.
Maybe like Bing Crosby.
Bob Crosby. Yeah. Bob Hope, all right?
Yeah. There were so many guys that did it all back in the day, you know?
Right.
Sing, dance, act.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would go along those lines too. Yeah. With Frank and
right.
You know, I guess.
See, I would go with Frank or something like that. Uh-huh. And not that I have a problem with this, but the BBC just did a poll to determine the greatest entertainer of the 20th century.
Right.
And coming in second, third, and fourth were Marilyn Monroe, Charlie Chaplin, and Billie Holiday.
Charlie.
Mm. All right.
You know who came in first?
Someone British, probably.
Yes. But Charlie Chaplin's British. Well, Billie Holiday isn't.
Deduce, is it a rock star?
It is a rock star.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
British rock star.
Mick Jagger?
Nope.
Oh, it's a good one.
Paul McCartney?
Nope. No, I see you.
Bowie.
You would think. There you go, dude.
Is that it?
David Bowie. Wow. David Bowie came up number one number one entertainer. And now they're going for like greatest person. So it's Bowie against Nelson Mandela against Ernest Shackleton.
Wait, what?
Right. Because, you know, Bowie never crossed Antarctica, so I don't know what his chances are.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
If you've ever gotten seasick on a boat, one of the worst things you could possibly do is go below deck. Now, what does this have to do with the Beatles? Well, in 1964, on board a yacht called the Happy Days, Paul and Jane Asher were on vacation with Ringo and his future wife at the time, Maureen, in the Virgin Islands. Paul was getting seasick, so he got away from the crowd by going below deck. Now, the combination of the boat rocking and the smell of oil was not helping matters at all. Now, if it was any one of us, it was you or me, folks, right, we'd probably be hurling all over the boat. Paul wrote this.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
I'm going to assume, Jim, that this did not come up on your screen this morning. We've been having a rash of overturned vehicles in our area as of late. Every time I turn on the news, there's another picture of a car on its roof. Huh. All right. But this one, I don't think this came up on your screen, Jim, because it happened in England.
Ah, yes.
Have you heard about this?
I did.
All right. Prince Philip. Right, Prince Philip. Yes,
Prince Philip is the old one, right?
Prince Philip is the Queen's husband.
Oh, okay. Philip. Right. He's my favorite royal.
The old one, right?
The old one,
hands down, my favorite.
Right. Anyway, he got into an accident yesterday. Yeah. Right, he hit another car and then flipped over.
All right,
his car flipped over. Right, and but there is two things that you really should know about this story. I mean, he's fine. All right.
It's incredible. How old is he?
97.
God bless.
Why is this man out driving?
He was driving?
He was driving.
Was he in a tank? World War II?
He was in a Land Rover, like all the royals drive.
Wow.
Right. You know, yeah. And his reason for the accident happening, I was dazzled by the sun.
Yeah, you know what?
He was dazzled. A sun flare caught my eye.
You shouldn't be driving. I mean, he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
He does. He's incredible.
You shouldn't. I'm sorry.
He gives zero. You know.
Yeah.
You feel me.
Right.
God bless him.
All right. And they were in Norfolk? Is where they were?
Norfolk, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Wherever that is.
There's one in Virginia and there's one in England.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
We've got two women who are going to be playing. All right. We've got Amy. Good morning to you, Amy. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And let's check in also with Krista. Hiya, Krista.
Amy. Okay, Amy's still there. Her name's disappeared.
All right, okay. All right. Krista, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Krista, are you on a speakerphone? And Krista is not there anymore. Okay. Amy, you still there?
This is Amy, yeah.
Okay. Amy's still there. Krista has disappeared. Let's get rid of Krista.
There
she is.
Krista, no speakerphone, no Bluetooth. Stay in your handset.
Okay.
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Now, you understand the rules of this game, right? Okay, what we're going to do is, Steve, who do you want to play with, Krista or Lisa? Krista or Amy?
Amy.
You're going to play with Amy, and Dave, that gives you Krista.
All right.
Let's flip a coin here.
What do I have to do again?
You have to come. They're going to give you clues for who song titles.
I better be good.
And okay, great.
Okay, you got. You understand? It's just like $25,000 pyramid, except it's only $25 pyramid. You got it? You sure? Okay.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of problems with women understanding the rules to our games of the past couple of days. So let's get to it. All Steve? Right.
Amy, here we go. Me and you.
All right. Amy, you are on, and here goes Steve. Your time begins now, Steve.
All right, Amy, name this title. I'm in front of you, all right, and... Ah, God, it's so hard.
Move on.
Brown, red, green...
Behind Blue Eyes?
Yeah, good
job. That's one. One for you. Very good.
Most people think this song is called Teenage Wasteland.
That's a good clue.
Baba O'Reilly?
Yes.
Nice. Very good.
An accordion.
Sleeva.
Yes.
Nice.
That's three.
Oh, God, this is... CSI usually has this as their theme. What, when, why... How?
Hold on. It's anyway, anyhow,
nope,
anywhere.
Nope. We'll pass on that one.
All right, your time is up.
All right.
So,
was it three?
But you got three.
That's pretty good.
It's not
all right.
Krista, we are now moving
on to you, Krista. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Dave, your first clue.
Okay. Baby boomers, millennials. Gen Z.
That's my fault.
He can't say
right,
Gen.
I,
can't,
I said. All right, next
count.
One. If you look out on the horizon, you can typically
look
through binoculars. You can.
I can see for miles.
Yes.
Very good. Good
job. All right. Okay. It's like a. It's a big yellow truck of sorts, and children go to school on it. And David Copperfield's driving.
Magic Bus, that's okay. Two.
Okay, you can find these in an arcade, and Harry Potter is one of them.
Simba Wizard.
Nice.
Three.
And if you're... You don't want to be tricked, so you're going to say...
Won't get fooled again.
Bam!
Oh, wow, you got it! Wow, that was right under the wire.
Oh, I was sweating there.
Dave almost
I messed it up right off the bat. I had to come good for you.
You almost blew it for her. But Krista, you are walking away with WHO tickets and a $25 gift card, right? Because it is Steve and Dave's $25 pyramid. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. You know, you really blew it on that first one. That's what ate your time.
Right. Yeah. I can't say eyes were behind.
Both kind of blew it on the first one.
Yeah. Good job, Aledi.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Just for you, Steve.
Thanks. The one that I couldn't get because I can't say if you're... that was the first one, and I'm trying to like, well, if you're...
The first one's always the hardest to come up with a clue for.
We can't use words that are in the song.
Right.
Like, that's why Dave's... My generation didn't count because he said Gen Z.
Once you said Gen Z or Gen X or whatever it was, that's why you had to toss that. I can't believe that Krista came through with four
answers.
She was
good.
My money was not on her at all.
That was tense.
But she's got the WHO ticket.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Is it still snowing out there, Craig?
It's snowing. And it's snowing, and it's going to keep snowing, because that is why your life sucks! Oh! Oh! Oh!
All of a sudden, Sam Kinison is in the room.
Every weekend of my life was a snowstorm!
Craig Gass is appearing tonight, and tonight for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 at the Vault at the Valley Forge Casino. Tickets are available through valleyforgecasino.com, or you can get it through your site, too,
GetGas.com. I'm also in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, tomorrow at the Harbor Square Theater.
Okay.
And tickets for tonight at Valley Forge Casino and tomorrow in Stone Harbor are at GetGas.com. GetGas with two S's.
Okay. You know that CraigGas.com also works?
CraigGas.com is a real estate broker.
I typed in CraigGas.com this morning and...
With two S's?
Yeah.
Huh?
and your site came up with your face.
You're taking over. Right,
get it.
And the same link to the tickets as VFCasino.com. Right.
Can you get me a good price on a home loan?
Yeah, it's a guy in Minnesota who has the same last name. He got the website first, so I've been directing traffic to get gas. Yes.
Okay. All right. I've got to ask you something because I've known you for a while, and there's a couple of questions, and I got to give people a little bit of background because you grew up in a deaf household.
Yes.
Everyone in your family was deaf, with the exception of you.
Mm-hmm. Mom, dad, and sister.
So yesterday I'm watching the governor of New Jersey do his, you know, state of the state address,
mm-hmm.
right? And they've got that woman in the corner who's doing the sign language. So when you see something like that on TV, do you listen to it or do you watch to see if she's getting it right?
Both. Right? I watch to see if she's getting it right. And remember years ago, Nelson Mandela passed away and there was this famous story.
Oh, yeah. The guy didn't even know sign language.
And I remember watching him and thinking, because sign language across the country, there are accents. There are like slight twists on the way you sign a word that in different parts of the country.
Why are you signing to me? While
I don't
you're
know. I'm starting to sign. Yeah, I know. But in different parts of the country, there's like a different like twist to the word. So watching this guy in Africa, I'm thinking like, wow, that's weird. I don't. But you know what?
It's Africa, a thick accent.
So maybe it's a different thing. I don't know. And then come to find out, the guy is mentally ill and doesn't know anything about sign language. I just remember every fourth word, he threw something over his shoulder. It was like everything was like, and this goes over here, and this goes over here, and this goes over here. And I thought, all right, well, it doesn't make sense to me. And there's always a sensitivity about it that people get like, should I make jokes? But... You know.
How do you, I mean, in all the time I've known you, every time I speak to you, there's somebody else that you have, that you've run into, that you've spent time with. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like you said this morning that you lived in Eddie Van Halen's house for a while.
Yeah.
All right, and then something about Alec Baldwin?
Oh, well, actually, you know what? That was at the same time.
Okay.
When I worked with Alec. So I went to a concert in Los Angeles. I'm backstage at a concert, and a buddy of mine who worked for Dunlop was introducing me to all these people backstage at this concert. And which was really nice of him. He was introducing me to a lot of my favorite musicians. And then he stopped and went, oh, man. He goes, this guy I'm about to introduce you to, he lives with one of the biggest rock stars on the planet. But don't tell him I told you that.
Okay.
And we walk over and he goes, Maddie, hey, I don't know if you're a fan of comedy or what shows you listen to. This is my friend Craig Gass. He's a stand-up comedian. This guy turns around and goes, dude, I am your biggest fan. I go, oh, wow. Wow, that's cool. Right on. So we start talking and we make plans to go bowling.
Okay.
A week later. And I call him on the night that we're going to go bowling. And I said, hey, we're going to do 9 p.m. on that bowling alley on Ventura Ventura Boulevard. Yeah. So if you want to, do you want to do 9 o'clock? And he said, yeah. He goes, is it cool if I invite my friend Ed? Because I've been telling him about you for a long time. And I said, yeah, that's fine. He goes, okay, because he's got a kid. His kid's 12. And I go, dude, it's bowling. Who cares? And at 9 o'clock, he shows up and this guy walks through the door. And I go, is that? And he goes, Ed, come over here. And the guy walks over and he goes, hey, which one of you guys is a comedian? And I go, that's me. And he goes, hey, man, I'm Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
And I go, yeah. And he goes, Wolfie, this is the guy. Come to find out, this guy, Maddie, is Eddie Van Halen's assistant. He lives on the property in a guest house. Maddie also works in the 5150 studios on the property.
Right.
And he was such a fan of the show that I was on at the time that he would get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and work all morning listening to me on the radio. And he started telling Eddie, there's this new guy named Craig Gass who does a Paul Stanley impression. And then like a week later, oh my God, that same guy does a Sam Kinison impression. And a week later, that guy does a Lars Ulrich from Metallica impression. And so Eddie is telling me my life story at the bowling alley. And at one point, he tells me a story about how broke I used to be. I told a story on the air about how I've never made any money in my life. And now that I'm making money, all I've ever wanted was an illegal cable box. That's all I've ever wanted to own. And Eddie at the bowling alley said, he goes, dude, he goes, I heard you broke your whole life. He goes, me too. And he goes, I heard that all you ever wanted was a legal cable box. Mm-hmm. And he goes, that's crazy. And he looked both ways and he went, I got a legal cable box too. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, the thing is, I'm rich, but don't want to pay for cable. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, what? This is insane. And over the course of the next year and a half,
I would go to the house to hang out with Maddie, and every once in a while Eddie would show up.
Right.
And I got in a bad relationship that ended horribly, and Ed said, pack up your stuff and move in with me.
Oh,
and I
my
said,
God.
Is that okay? And he said, he goes, yeah. He goes, the only thing is, he goes, don't tell anybody, but the band's getting back together, so it's going to be noisy at night. And I went, so the only thing I got to worry about is the fact that Van Halen is going to be playing in the next room. And he said, well, I know you're working on your TV show. And I had just started filming a new TV show called Las Vegas with James Caan.
Right.
And Alec Baldwin was my partner on the show. So for that whole period of time, I am spending all day, every day, telling jokes to Alec Baldwin and James Caan.
Right.
And every night, I'm coming home, and Eddie would be in the next room. And I'd go, hey,
my
buddy.
God.
I just got home. Do you mind if I listen for a little bit before I go to bed? And every night, he'd go, dude, I'm lonely. Come on in. And I would sit in.
Now with all of the impressions that you do, the best Eddie Van Halen you have goes,
yeah, he's always
apparently.
Smoking. He's always smoking. Yeah, I mean, you know.
But tell me about Alec Baldwin.
Okay, so Alec Baldwin and I, every day, he would come up to me, knock on my dressing room door and go, can I hear some impressions? I love hearing impressions. Do you mind if I hear some more of your impressions? And I go, yes. Hey, do you mind? And he would always do this for my friends. I go, these are my friends from Philly. Can we do your Tony Bennett impression for them? And he has this Tony Bennett that you go, what the hell does Tony Bennett sound like? He'll get an empty martini glass and go, yeah, I'll tell you what. I used to date Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was a real foxy lady. I once made love to Marilyn for up to 12 hours until the paramedics came along and said, Tony, she's gone. It was terrible. It was so dark. And so he always wanted to hear my Al Pacino. And then he kept telling me, I got to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story about how I almost got in a fight with him. And he finally told me this insane story that he starred in a Broadway play, a one-man show about Al Pacino's life. The opening of the show was scheduled for September 11th, 2001.
Oh, my God.
And they only ended up doing a total of 3 performances, and they scrapped the whole thing. But the problem with doing this event was that it was written by a former best friend of Al Pacino.
Okay.
Former.
Okay.
Who wrote a lot of personal information about Al's life that apparently Al did not want people to know about.
Okay.
So Alec says that everywhere he goes, people keep walking up to him and going, I don't know what's going on. I'm just relaying the message. I just saw Al Pacino. And he said the next time he sees you, he's going to beat your ass. I don't know what that's about. I'm just giving you a warning. And he keeps hearing it from everybody. And then Alex says, so one day, I'm in my apartment building in Los Angeles. The elevator door opens. Who's in the elevator? It's Al Pacino, Beverly D'Angelo, and a real estate broker. They're looking for an apartment in my building. And he said as soon as the elevator door opened up, Al Pacino looked at him and went, oh, Jesus. Here we go. Here we go. Beverly D'Angelo, completely clueless, walks out of the elevator and goes, Alec! Oh, my God! Look who it is! It's Alec! We were just talking about you. You're so political. You should run for president or something. Weren't we saying that, Al? Weren't we just saying that? I said the whole time Al Pacino's looking at him going, well, this guy? Yeah. This guy just does anything he wants. Don't you, Alec? You do anything you want. Beverly D'Angelo, clueless, goes walking up the elevator with the real estate broker in tow, and Al Pacino eyeballs him as he walks by, and Alec goes, Al, can I talk to you for 1 second?
What? You got something you got to say to me? What do you got to say to me, Alec?
Listen, I know you know about the play. And Al Pacino says, play.
You were in a play. Tell me about your fruity little play. I'm dying to hear about your little play, Alec.
Listen, I know you know about the play. I just want to tell you a couple things. Number one, I wasn't going to do the show in your backyard. I was only going to do it in New York City. Number two, I was only going to do the show for 3 weeks. And number three, and this is the truth, I've never had more fun in my life than I did playing you. That's the truth. And he said, Pacino looked at him and said,
Alec, how in the world can you have fun being me? Because I am miserable.
I am miserable. And they worked through their problems, and they shook hands. But I am miserable is how he described himself. You know, if you come out to Valley Forge Casino tonight, or if you come out to the show in Stone Harbor, it's not just good impressions, it's bad impressions. It'll be because I love – there's some impressions I try to get to, and my friends will listen to me and go, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'll take it personally and go, well, it's – it's Arnold Schwarzenegger after a bad car accident. That way I can get away with, yeah, 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 yeah. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger after a bad car accident. So you won't hear Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
But you will hear an impression I call out of breath Mark Wahlberg. Which is, guys, you've had Craig Gass in the studio for 2 minutes. Let's get him out of here. Come on, let's get him out. Feel it.
He runs out of breath in
everything.
Craig Gass, I got a break.
That's every movie he's in. Guys, Transformers. Is that your car parked outside? Every movie he's in, he's always.
Craig Gass tonight for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 at the Vault of the Valley Forge Casino. You get tickets through valleyforgecasino.com or getgas, that's with two S's.com. And where in Stone Harbor tomorrow?
Stone Harbor. At the Harbor Square Theater tomorrow night in Stone Harbor. All the info, getgaswith2s.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.